It's 1027 KORD with Rick and Patty. Great to be with you. A little cool morning for us. 33 degrees, clear skies. Man, oh man, I almost thought, well, gosh, I need some gloves and some hat.
Because, I broke out the gloves this morning.
Are we on frost watch? I think we're on
frost. We have a freeze warning.
Okay.
We do.
Freeze warning going on for you. Today's high, though, going to be about 65 and then low at night in the 30s. And we just cranked up our heat a couple days.
I had to bring the plants inside.
Yeah.
And I got some pepper plants in pots. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. If I'm just supposed to, you know, take them down, destroy them, or do I bring those in too? I don't know what to do.
I don't know any of that thing. Luckily, there's Google, I guess, because I have no idea anything about plants. My wife's the plant person. I don't.
I brought the ones that I want to stick around inside.
Oh, good.
I know, but
it's gonna get.
There's no place for them in my house.
It's gonna get nippy for you, so be aware of that. Well, that means Halloween's around the corner for you guys. All right, a chance at $1,000. It's gonna come up with Moodle of the Cash Cow. 8:20, our first code dropping. Tomorrow is our final $10,000 Thursday, so be aware of that. But today, 10 times a day, we'll give you a chance at $1,000. In the meantime, we're gonna work on some Facebook fun, other people's problems coming up, Patty. Nashville news for you, and tickets to the Othello Straw Maze. Give those away this morning at 7:20.
So perfect.
A lot to get to, plus a ton of music to keep you company. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. 1027 KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Get ready for furry fun at the pop-up pet adoption event. Join us Saturday, October 18th from 11 to 3 at McCurley Subaru. Meet adorable, adoptable dogs in the Subaru Dog Park and sweet cats in the garage space. Enjoy half-off adoptions all day. Tasty bites from Bulldog Bistro. Shop pet goodies from Wiener Dog Wares and Bag and Bark. And don't miss the pet costume contest. The winner scores a mini detailing from McCurley Subaru. Plus, a big thanks to Jessica Rinker with eXp Realty for helping pets find their forever homes. It's all happening this Saturday at McCurley Subaru, brought to you in part by Pet Overpopulation Prevention, ASPCA, and our community partners. KORD, Rick and Patty with you. Thanks for keeping the KORD plugged in. $1,000 on the way with Moodle the Cash Cow. Yes, would love to get you that $1,000.
That's like one day. Well, $1,000 is today, but $10,000 tomorrow.
It is, exactly. So make sure you download the KORD mobile apps. You can play along. Got a freeze warning in effect for you, 33 degrees for you. Facebook fun. You're going to love this one, Patty, because post about an older TV show that today's kids probably have never heard of.
Eight is Enough.
Eight is Enough is a good one.
Family.
Family, man. They won a bunch of Emmys back in the day.
I know.
And that was like
Christy McNichol. Remember that?
So the interesting thing about Patty and I is there's only a couple.
We're old.
There's only a couple years that separate us. But Patty's a little bit older than I am.
I'm a couple of years older than Rick.
Yeah, just a couple. But there are shows that I was just a little kid that I kind of sort of remember hazy. Like you said, Family. That's a great pick. I've gone back and watched it, even though I didn't watch it as a kid. Yeah. And went, man, this was for its time, it was a serious show. So for
me, you know what one of my favorites was, only because of the theme song? Well, there's a couple. Chips.
Oh, yeah.
And the Rockford Files.
Well, of course.
Remember Rockford? James Garner?
Yes, absolutely.
Holy smokes. Jim Rockford?
Yeah. Well,
you know.
B.I.? Yeah, you know me. I just love Chips because I do. I love Chips. That's one of my favorites as a kid. Yeah. I wanted to be a police officer when I was a kid.
I wanted to date Punch.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So there you go. Chips there. Shows. For me, even Dukes of Hazzard. I don't think people remember.
Or Charlie's Dallas. Angels.
Dallas was the big. Remember when Dallas was the.
Who shot JR?
Yeah, that was the big deal.
Remember way back in the day, you remember the TV Guide?
Yeah.
Oh, TV Guide. We planned our lives around what was on the TV.
You did. Well, and when there was the finale, like MASH, like 30, 60
million
people.
Dallas.
Remember
the Carringtons, Blake Carrington?
Yeah, because the deal
Crystal.
Was, there was like three stations, basically, CBS, ABC, and NBC, that was it. And
don't forget about PBS.
Yeah, PBS, and then Fox came along in the late 80s, early 90s, and that was like, ooh, there's four of them. So you kids are spoiled today.
Yeah, oh yes.
All right, so post an older TV show that today's kids probably have never heard of. We just walked down memory lane with you. Chime in on it. That's our Facebook fun. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
638, number one for New Country, 1027 KORD, 33 degrees, clear skies for you. Shout out to Monty this morning. Monty, thanks for listening. Appreciate you, sir.
Thanks for checking in, Monty.
Absolutely. Haven't heard from Monty in a while, so shout out to you, Monty. Thanks for keeping the KORD plugged in. All right. What's going on in Nashville, Patty?
All right, let's talk about Keith Urban. He's got a warning for The Road contestants in an early preview of the CBS reality show series. Keith shared some truths about life on the road and admitted that there have been some moments that make him question why he goes on tour. Keith says you're in the middle of nowhere. You've got to play your fifth show later that night. You haven't slept. You miss your friends and your family, and you're completely miserable and sick. Now, Keith added that the only answer can be, because this is what I'm born to do. The Road will have 12 musicians competing as Keith's opening act, hoping to win over crowds and secure their spot at the next tour stop. That series' first episode will be airing October 19th. CBS is your network. Meanwhile, Morgan Wallen is hinting at a tour in 2026. The teaser came in an Instagram post, which he shared some golf shots in a recent bird hunt and behind-the-scenes photos of him doing his I Got Better Music video shoot. In the caption, he wrote, "What I do when I'm trying to decide if I'm a tour in 2026 or not." Here's Morgan now.
You know, we've been working hard, it seems like, for a long time. But it's, you know, whenever you do see yourself on TV and you see, you know, certain articles, certain things, especially during a time like this, the things, you know, the awards and the performances and the things like that really, really do help us feel the momentum that we're achieving. And it's pretty crazy to think about.
Morgan wrapped up his 2025 I'm the Problem tour on September 13th in Edmonton, Alberta. So 2026, I'm here for it. Hope you are too. Finally, Jackson Dean says that he enjoys whiskey and jerky when he's on the road. He says coffee or whiskey? Whiskey, best road trip snack. He says jerky. He says first thing I do when I get off stage, pour another drink and grab a stick of jerky. And that's what we got. Those are your trending headlines.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Wanna number one for new country. It's 1027 KORD at 650. Rick and Patty with you. 33 degrees, clear skies. Chance $1,000 coming up at 820 when that code drops, of course. So you input it into the KORD mobile app. 10 times a day will give you a chance at $1,000. The most exciting thing tomorrow, though, $10,000. Wow.
Isn't that fantastic?
It is our
I love that.
It is our final week of the Moodle of the Cash Cow, at least for this, you know, time. So you want to win $1,000. Then we kick into Lainey Wilson in Las Vegas on Monday. So we want to get you off to Las Vegas to see Lainey Wilson. That's also coming up on Monday. And we'll be doing the same thing with the code. So another great reason to download the KORD mobile app. Now, a lot of questions get asked of us all the time, like, what else do you guys do besides talk on the radio? Well, we write articles for you guys, and you can check them out right there on the station mobile app. Patty, yesterday, what city has the worst drivers?
You'll be surprised, but I can tell you that Pasco is one of the best cities for the best drivers.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, we're like in the middle. It's not at the top. The city for the best drivers is going to shock you.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
someone's going to say Seattle or something, what? You know, because I know your husband has often said, I've never lived all the traffic. Having lived in Seattle for a few years back in the day, you get used to it. It's one of those things where you just get you get used to it, and then you learn how to drive aggressively. You learn how to drive aggressively.
So when I lived in Southern California, some people had 2.5 hour commutes.
Yeah.
Who does that?
This is not unheard of. A lot of people are using, interesting enough, Patty, a lot of people are using like a Wenatchee. It's become a bedroom community to Seattle because it's like 1.5 hours. So it's easier for them
Wenatchee is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. But it's easier for them to hit the interstate and get, you know what I'm saying, and take it in. Rather than waiting 2 hours.
I'm not a fan of freeway driving.
All right.
I'm not.
All right.
So, you know, being from Minneapolis, living in Chicago, Southern California, I'll take Tri-Cities traffic any day.
You've had your fill.
Well, you know. I'll say roundabouts, I love them.
All right, so there you go. What city has the worst drivers? The shocking truth is posted for you up there. Check it out. It's right there on the KORD mobile app, Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Friends, 707, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Right now, a very brisk morning for you. 33 degrees, clear skies for you. And some kid's going to be out there in their shorts and short-sleeve shirts.
That'll be Jeff.
I cannot. Many years ago when I was working in Havre, Montana, working at a radio station in Havre, it was 60 below, and they were walking around in shorts.
Oh, it's a heat wave.
They did. They were like, I was like, this is crazy. This is crazy. I just want you to know, I lasted in Montana, in Havre, 4 months. 4 months. That was it. I was like, pack up. We're out.
I lasted in Duluth 5.
Okay. There you go. Oh, because it's just like, okay, this is too cold.
Nope.
I'm out of here.
And I'm a Minnesota girl.
I know. So I'm taking, I'll take 33 over, over 60 below or 20 below. Mm-hmm. All right. Other people's problems this morning brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. And we got a situation going on with Emma. What's going on with Emma?
So this could be me and Jeff, Rick and Patty. This might sound a little silly, but it is turning into a problem at home. My husband and I, we have completely different opinions about tipping. And it's honestly starting to make me dread going out to dinner with him. So here's the deal. I like to tip well when the service is good. It feels right. I know how much servers depend on these tips. But my husband, well, he tips the absolute bare minimum, if even that. And then he goes on a rant about how tipping culture is way out of control. Well, it's gotten to the point where I'm just embarrassed every single time we go out. Like the other night, we had this really nice meal, amazing service, and then when it came time to leave, he literally just tossed a couple of bills on the table and walked out. Well, I wanted to crawl under it. I've tried talking to him, calmly explaining how it's disrespectful, not just to the servers, but to me, and he's totally dug in. He insists he's right. And I'm the one being brainwashed by tipping culture.
Oh, wow.
I get that everyone has opinions about tipping, but I don't want to fight every time we eat out. And really, we can afford to tip well. And I honestly think it's just the decent thing to do. But he's not budging on this. So my question is this. How can I get him to see why this matters to me without it turning into another argument? Or am I just doomed to eat in a constant state of secondhand embarrassment for the rest of my marriage? Emma in Walla Walla.
I can actually relate to this today because I have gotten myself into trouble several times with my wife. Only because
Tip more?
No, it's not about the tipping, but we went on our anniversary, and so I was going to pay cash. So in my mind, I had amount, and I had I had like $120 on me, right, in cash. I didn't want to swipe a credit card. Anyway, as my wife kept ordering stuff, I got more agitated. Not that I couldn't pay, So nothing. Okay, this is truthful. Nothing sucks more than having enough money to pay for the meal and then having to put a tip on a credit card. That's kind of where we were headed in this particular situation. It's like I got to swipe a credit card just to leave a tip. And so anyway, when my wife starts getting up there in the money, I start flinching.
Do you cut her off? You go, hey,
no,
how many drinks are you going to have with this?
No.
You better, dessert. But not tonight, honey.
No, that's right. So I get
stop it.
So I get visibly irritated and she sees it. So I am learning, Emma, to be a better husband and like, okay, you just got to let it roll, man. It's not that we don't have the money. We got the money. If we're going out, we got the money. I've always said this. If you're going out, you should, tip appropriately. So anyway, I've been there where I'm like, I've got to do better knowing what irritates my wife in those situations. No matter what she does, you swipe the card and just
move
on.
Do you do the typical, isn't it supposed to be 20%?
Yeah, whatever it is. So the nice thing is it shows you at the bottom. And so usually I'm right in that number. I have a number in my head. I've been a server before. So I was a server in high school. I was a waiter in high school. So I know I lived off tips for gas money. Back when gas was $1.25, I still lived off of it in high school.
Isn't it nice to have all those bills?
Yeah, and having worked at a family restaurant and how you got treated good and then also got treated bad by people, I really realized the value of tipping.
Some people are never happy with what kill them with
no
kindness, and it's you're still
it, you're never gonna win the battle. You're never gonna win the battle. So I will say this. Hopefully, you can have a conversation with your husband. And maybe he will be a little bit more, just understanding. If he's listening, just don't be like me and start getting irritated as the dollars go up. I'm like, no, I got to bite my tongue. And it's hard.
because I fret about financial. My wife does not fret about financial. I fret about financial.
I'm frugal with my money, but my husband is like proud of himself to get something dirt cheap. And he, you know, talks about it with everybody who will listen. Yeah, and I'm like, please don't tell my, you know, we were at a wedding once and some of my cousins are very, 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 like one of, is an architect, you know, and I had to, I was just embarrassed. You know what I mean? My husband's like, oh, we bought our home for, you know, we got a steal.
Oh, geez.
And I was like, you know, well, I really, why do we have to tell, you know, the most rich person in my family? Yeah, you know, that we got quite a deal.
As he's loading up the cream puffs in his pockets, right?
You know, that's what it seemed like. I don't know.
All right, Emma, we'll do our best to solve it for you. 547-KORD. App chat us what you do. How do you have that conversation? And if you want to chime in and you think the tipping culture's got out of hand too as well, chime in as well. We're going to take both sides of the coin on this one this morning, guys. So 547-KORD. Other people's problems, you got Rick and Patty.
Listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Breaks your heart, 722, number one for New Country, it's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty, of course, $1,000 up for grabs with Moolah the Cash Cow.
That's fantastic.
That is on the way.
In the 8 o'clock hour.
First code dropping at 8:20. 10 times a day, we'll give you a chance at $1,000. Tomorrow, we're more excited because we're already excited for $1,000, but tomorrow,
$10,000? Well, yeah. Hello.
Can you handle that? Can you handle $10,000? We can't win this thing, we got you guys to win it. All right, we're super excited because Straw Maze is happening, Othello. It's pretty cool. Over the next couple weekends, it's going to be a lot of fun, right, Patty?
Absolutely, and we've got a four-pack of passes that goes on at the Othello Rodeo Grounds.
That's right, 1,000 straw bales. It's haunted, and of course, there's a time when it's not haunted, and then you got a time when the scarers are out there, so it's going to be a lot of actors and different things like that. A lot of fun, and we got a family four-pack to give away.
We do, to lucky caller number 7 at 547. 7-K-O-R-D. Lucky caller 7-547-K-O-R-D.
Good luck from 1027-K-O-R-D.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-K-O-R-D. Number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Get ready for furry fun at the pop-up pet adoption event. Join us Saturday, October 18th from 11 to 3 at McCurley Subaru. Meet adorable, adoptable dogs in the Subaru Dog Park and sweet cats in the garage space. Enjoy half-off adoptions all day. Tasty bites from Bulldog Bistro. Shop pet goodies from Wiener Dog Wares and Bag and Bark. And don't miss the pet costume contest. The winner scores a mini detailing from McCurley Subaru. Plus, a big thanks to Jessica Rinker with EXP Realty for helping pets find their forever homes. It's all happening this Saturday at McCurley Subaru, brought to you in part by Pet Overpopulation Prevention, ASPCA, and our community partners. 737, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Sunshine, and yes, we're 1 degree more than we were. 34 degrees for you, Patty. Frost warning in effect for you.
I heard some things.
Absolutely.
Bring those plants in.
Yep, 65 degrees for the high today, and then over the next couple days, expected to be in the 60s and lows at night in the 30s. We were just talking about earlier about the fact that a couple days ago, we kicked on our furnace, and you kicked on your furnace, too.
Jeff keeps turning it off. What is he doing?
Keep it on, Jeff. Keep it on. I know. It's just that time of year, man. It's just that time of year.
We can't seem to get it. We don't see eye to eye on anything.
My wife and I go around and around about the fact that I like lights off. If you're not in a room.
Same thing.
Yeah. She has lights off on it. She has them on in every room. And then I go through and turn the lights off in every room. And she's like, I can't live in darkness. Like, well, yeah, but there's nobody in the room. Why are we paying for the light bill in the room?
Well, how come he's sleeping and there's the TV on? Really?
Because he fell asleep.
Listen, we have timers on our TVs these days.
Oh, look at you, fancy smancy. Well, if you didn't know it, today is National Grouch Day, which is a perfect thing to start talking about.
Some of those two morning people.
That's right. The biggest grouches ever. Okay, so call in, nominate somebody, the biggest grouch you know. You're curious about that. My favorite character on
Oscar
Sesame Street.
Oscar the Grouch?
Yes.
Was Oscar in the garbage can.
He was my favorite
character. You'd be grumpy too if you lived in all that.
Even when it comes to the Seven Dwarves, my favorite is Grumpy.
Really?
So I liked Oscar. I like Grumpy. I like Grumpy from the Seven Dwarves. I mean, I'm an old man before my time. So National Grouch Day. So we're going to celebrate the Grouches. I think my first recollection of a Grouch, I always felt, was like Archie Bunker. Carol Connor played such a great Archie Bunker. For me, as a little kid, that was my first recollection of, oh, this guy seems angry all the time. Mm-hmm. So, Archie Bunker.
But he was funny.
He was hilarious. That was the whole point of it. So call in, nominate the biggest Grouch you know, and why are they so grouchy? We want to know. So why are you so grouchy? So take some calls on the way. It's going to be fun.
I don't know what makes Jeff so grumpy. I have to just attribute it to his dad. I call him Junior. Okay, yeah, Junior.
Yeah. It's amazing how we marry our fathers, right? Megan has said that multiple times. Like, I didn't realize I'd married my father. I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, you're just like him in so many different things that you do.
I just don't know why you have to be so grouchy. I mean, what puts you in that kind of mood? Why wake up so grumpy?
Yeah, some people just do. Some people are just grouchy all the time. So celebrating National Grouch Day, we'll take some calls. Rick and Patty, K-O-R-D. This is going to be fun.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
There you go, Big and Rich. And, of course, perfect for a throwback Thursday. Even though it's a Wednesday, we'll throwback Thursday for you tomorrow. That's going to be an awesome song.
I like it. You're always a day ahead or an hour ahead, 20 minutes ahead.
Put me in a good mood.
Right on.
7:50, Rick and Patty with you, 35 degrees sunshine. And thanks for the call on that one to play some Big and Rich and Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. Always here for you. You can always call us. You can always app chat us. We love talking to you guys, and we just appreciate you every single morning, Tri-Cities. All right. As we were talking earlier, today is National Grouch Day, and we put Jeff on the grouch list. Anybody else you can think of off the top of your head that can be kind of a little bit grouchy? Our engineer on occasion can be a little grouchy. Just depends. We love Jay, but he can be a little grouchy sometimes. And we know he's got a lot on his plate, so we're going to defend him.
I had a boss in California. He was grouchy all the time.
Just a grouch.
Oh, and he would pit people against each other. And you're how do people, what joy do you get in that?
People like it. There are some people. It's funny.
And we'd fall for it. You know what I mean?
It was funny. I've got a buddy. He works in California now. His name is Andy. And when I got to be the boss, I tried so hard not to be the boss or get out of being the boss.
Yeah.
And so finally, when I stepped down from being the boss, I was talking to my friend Andy about it. And I go, I just don't like being the boss. And he looks at me and goes, I love being the boss.
Oh, wow.
Do you see him, does he like doing unpleasant things? Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh. He just loves it.
The worst part
of the job being a boss, if you have any heart, is letting people go. Or even
can I see you for a moment?
Even when you dislike them and they're a horrible worker and you still have to let them go, you still realize you hurt
because
their
life. Because you're human.
Yeah, and it's their livelihood and you're taking it, you know, anyway. So, but taking your calls, having fun with you, National Grouch Day. Nominate the biggest grouch you know, and why are they so grouchy? 547-KORD. Who's the grouch?
My dad could be Archie Bunker's best friend.
Yeah.
My dad keeps his house at 82 degrees.
Oh, wow.
So it was like 71, and he was fussing that it was too cold. And I was like, Dad, can we leave the door open? No, it's too cold outside. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
We're going to suffocate.
Oh, my gosh. Exactly. Yeah. Cranking that, like you said, cranking that heat so much.
I don't mind that.
547-KORD. Today, National Grouch Day. Who's the grouch?
One of my ex-bosses.
Okay.
He is the biggest absolute grouch I absolutely know and have ever had the pleasure of working with.
Okay.
And the minute that it would come to, like, he would always tell us that, hey, all the crew is going to go eat lunch. And we're like, okay, cool. We'll go eat lunch together. Sounds great. And we'll go eat lunch, and then he turns into the biggest, like, grumpy bully after he eats. And then he's like, oh, well, you all got to pay for your own meal. And I was like, dude, you just invited us all to lunch. Now you want us all to pay for a restaurant we couldn't afford to come to begin with?
Oh, geez. Somebody got hangry. I remember that term, hangry? They get to, yeah, it looks like when he gets food in, he's like, oh, man.
No, I like our boss.
Yeah.
Our boss is a good one.
He had bagels yesterday.
Bagels
yesterday. So shout out to Nick this morning. All right. National Grouch Day. If you know a grouch, nominate him. 547-KORD. More of your calls on the way.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Tri-Cities and love when we get special guests in the studio. And we've got her. We've got Amanda from Pet Over Population Prevention. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Who are you holding?
Yeah. I am holding Gabrielle.
Okay.
Cute little gray kitty.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And then we've got Frost is over there in the, is also in the kennel over there, too. So
yes.
Tell us about these two great cats.
Well, what I know is that they were bottle fed. And I hear from the cat experts, because I'm more of a dog expert, but mm-hmm. I hear from the cat experts that off bottle feeding often makes them more loving because they're just used to being handled a lot.
Yeah.
And so they were bottle fed from quite a young age, and they're getting fixed today. In fact, that's why they already have on their little ID tags, because they're going to go under the knife and get fixed today.
Okay.
They are so cute though.
Yeah,
how many weeks old are they?
They're about 8 weeks old.
Okay, 8 weeks old, and they're just hanging out, having a good time with us. They're chilling. I love it. Well, we're super excited because this weekend, I know
this is a big weekend, right?
There's been a lot of pet adoption events going on here in the Tri-Cities, and we got an even bigger one this weekend right there at McCurley Subaru. A lot of people don't realize that they've got a dog park there at McCurley Subaru on Sandifer, and then they've also going to have a big garage open with all the kitties in there too.
Yes, we're gonna have cats and dogs there this weekend. It'll be lots of fun.
And there's vendors, there's food vendors, there's other vendors gonna be there. And the excitement is, of course, half off adoptions, which we're trying to get these guys their forever homes. And it's going to be happening from 11 to 3 right there at McCurley Subaru coming up this weekend. And come see us out there. And, of course, you can also go to many social media sites. The one question I get asked, Amanda, is where do I go see a pet overpopulation animal?
They're at poptricities.org. If you go through the link there, you'll see just the pets available with POP. But if you want to look at other groups, too, they're on petfinder.com.
Absolutely. So, and then all month long, Pet Over Population Prevention has been doing half-off adoptions and all that.
Yes.
In celebration of Subaru Loves Pets and all that good stuff. And thanks to a generous grant that we're able to do that. And the nice thing is, explain why it's great to have a POP animal, Amanda.
Well, they're good to go. We save you a lot of money because getting pets spayed and neutered at a regular vet clinic can be quite pricey. And and we've got that done. We've got the microchip in them. We've got the vaccines.
You got everything.
Yeah. You're cute.
They are really good to go. And a lot of people don't realize that Pet Over Population Prevention has their own spay and neuter clinic, because that really is the mission of Pet Over Population Prevention.
Yes. We'll never adopt our way out of overpopulation. Spay and neuter is the answer.
Absolutely. So if you're curious about these two, they're so adorable, so cute. How do they find them, Amanda?
Well, they're on Pet Finder. They may not be shown this weekend because we'll give them a little time to
heal
from their surgery, but there will be lots of other wonderful kittens and dogs and cats at McCurley. And cats will also be at PetSmart this weekend, 11 to 3.
Okay. Wow, you guys are busy.
Very busy.
It's going to be a busy weekend, but again, you guys, it's a mission. It's a mission for Pet Over Population Prevention, and you can go check out the video. We'll have the video up there for you right there on the Facebook page and on the Insta and all that. And you got to come check out these cats. They're so adorable and ready for their forever home, Amanda. Thanks for coming in on our Wet Nose Wednesday.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. And good luck with, of course, the adoptions. And there's plenty more where that came from, as Amanda would say.
Yes.
It's 102.7 KORD. Peroni, and am I okay? It's 8:27, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD with Rick and Patty in the morning. 36 degrees. Oh, it's a heat wave. Sunshine for you. Today's high near 65. All right, we got a situation going on with Cliff Septic. Thanks to Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business, it's other people's problems. And Emma's got a situation
going
on.
It has to do with tipping. Her husband tips just the absolute bare minimum, no matter how the service is, anything about it. He says tipping culture is out of control. And she's gotten to a point where she goes, I'm just embarrassed every time I go out. So maybe we won't be going out anymore.
Yeah.
And he insists he's right. He says, I'm the one being brainwashed by tipping culture. And she says, well, I get that everyone has opinions about tipping, but I don't want to fight every time we eat out. We can afford to tip well. I honestly think it's just the decent thing to do, but he's not budging on this.
And I think the more so with Emma's situation is he's making a scene about it. Not just that he's not going to tip. He's just making it known that he's, you know, very upset.
It can be embarrassing. Just shut up and tip.
Right.
How about that?
Right, exactly. Yeah, no, I know when my wife looks over at me like, just pay the bill. Just pay the bill. All right, so Emma, do our best to solve it. A lot of people are chiming in. What are they saying, Patty?
I see both sides here. He's right about tip culture being out of control. This is from Delavan. I see tip jars where there shouldn't be. Buffets asking you to tip for carryout, even in fast food drive-thrus. But see your side as well. If I get exceptional service, I will tip very well. If I get crap service, well, I'll leave an insulting tip.
Yeah, Ashley says, I do believe to tip when it is deserved. You have to think about the people in the industry. Base pay isn't much because they're expected to make tips. So while Sally here works for $7 an hour, she's expected to make tips to boost the hourly wage. I just say tip yourself if you believe they deserve a good tip.
Sunshine says, as a former restaurant owner, former waitress, I used to be all about tipping according to service, not price. However, back then, some tipped employees made less than federal minimum wage. Now, come January 1st, 2026, they're going to make $17.13 an hour. While I understand it's a tipped industry, times have changed like everything else. Prices have gone up. Wages have gone up. What feels right for you? I don't agree with your husband. She says, go to the bathroom and then go leave extra money on the table.
And just so you know, I once worked in the restaurant industry in high school, and I got paid $2.50 an hour, and I was expected to get tips.
Yeah,
I'm just clarifying. Mm-hmm. I'm clarifying that they don't, you know what I'm saying, that the restaurant pays a different wage. It's not the same wage as the minimum wage. And I mean, I don't know exactly what it is today because it's been a long time for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I did not make the minimum wage, that's for sure. So, like Barbie says, they get paid just like everyone else, sometimes more than teachers. Honestly, teachers don't get tips. Store workers don't get tips. Most workers don't get tips. It's a gift and an extra, not because they actually did the job like they should, but any tip should be a blessing and doesn't have to be big. And that's from Barbie.
Did you do James? $3 to the table. Add $2 if your drinks stay fresh. That's more money per service per hour than most educated workers. What if you agreed to leave a tip and your husband pays the bill? This seems pretty petty, as grown adults shouldn't let petty things bother them.
Maureen says tipping has gotten out of control. I'm with your husband on this. Michelle says just don't go out with him.
How do you handle this?
That was one of the things we were talking about. I just know for my wife's situation, I've got to be better, because I remember when we went on our anniversary, and it's our anniversary, and not only because I knew what money I had to spend.
Yeah.
And she's like, and I was like, and so I
get it.
She doesn't know this, but I didn't do dessert because I was not going to pay. At the time, we were at this nice restaurant, and dessert was like $15 each thing. And I'm like, I'm not spending $15. You know, because I knew in my mind what I had to spend. And I was like, and so anyway, she could go to the grocery store and get a slice of cake. She could see my frustration as she, you know, they're like, oh, you guys can have dessert tonight. And she, of course, goes, oh, well, of course I am. And I'm like,
I'll take the tiramisu, please.
Right. Well, no, and so I have to remind myself that those are special occasions and not lose my, I do, I lose my, she knows it. She just knows you
Rick tossed his cookies.
Well,
tossed his salad.
When you have a budget in your head, you know, one year we went to the Walla Walla Steak Company. And it was over $200 on that bill. No, so one meal. When you're paying,
take it down a notch, Radio Rick.
I'm just saying,
Ranger Rick.
When you pay the bill and you're a disc jockey, it's not like we have lots of. I don't have tons of money.
I'm gonna have to call you Jeff Jr.
No, I'm not. It's like you have a number in your head.
No, I know.
And you start going over it. You're like, hey man, we're not where I want to go here. So Emma, we did our best. See, we could even get into this on the radio about it. Emma, we wish you the best of luck.
No, I get it. I totally get it. You have your figure.
Yeah.
And then you go over it. It's like a budget.
Yeah, it's a budget. Even if it's $500 and then I start, oh, someone's going, what? $525? What? Can we stop the wheel?
I will draw the line with when you start bringing coupons.
There you go. There you go.
I'm just saying.
All right, Emma, we did our best to solve it for you. How would you solve and resolve this issue with your husband? We want to know. 547-KORD. App chat us what you do. It's Rick and Patty, KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.